Chumba Casino has your next little moment of fun anytime, anywhere. Unlock your free welcome offer to kick things off. Then come back each day for new games and daily bonuses. Over 1 million players can't be wrong. The fun starts here. Jump in and see what's waiting for you. Chumba Casino. Play for fun. Stay for the surprises. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus.
Thanks for the memories. Luke Weaver, gone.
Thank you. Sweeter.
Luke Oscar Brazgabak, gone.
Brazgabak, gone.
Freddy Peralta, gone. AJ Minter, gone. Brooks Raley,
gone.
Ben Wardfat, gone.
Is that it?
You know what Ben Wardfat is?
He just say names in my ear. I'm just saying them. Yeah, I have no idea if any of those guys even play for the M.
Listen, they have to. There's still more to do for them.
For the Mets?
I would still move Holmes.
Salary. Yeah.
I would still move Holmes.
I think Clay Holmes gets traded.
I think he has to.
I'm not sure. He gets traded because he's too valuable not to get traded, right?
Mm-hmm.
There'll be some team that wants him. Do you think there's going to be a flurry of trades? Not big names necessarily, but what's your prediction right now with an hour and 24 minutes to go, 23 minutes to go? You just lost a minute right there.
I don't know.
But the Yanks are making you sweat. Let me ask you a question.
They're going to get a catcher.
Let me ask you this question.
They have to get a catcher.
Let's say the Yankees get the dude from Cincinnati, who's the last guy left, that Stevenson guy, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just wondering from a fan. You know I like the odds of sports. We've talked about it a million times.
Yes.
Like, I hate blowouts. I like close games, which is why, like, the Knick run was extra special because of the way they won, right? If you're going to get the catcher anyway, my gut is you wish it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
As opposed to the sweating out the pending 6 o'clock deadline.
Yes.
So you get him either way. You would have rather gotten him yesterday than have to sweat this out.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I'd rather have him yesterday, but you also tend to forget. Like, nobody really cares about, we'll see him tonight. Maybe he'll hit a home run and we'll remind ourselves that they got a good hitter here. But right now, because the deadline is here and they know they have other needs, no one even cares they got Garcia yesterday. We're all focused on, what'd you do today? What'd they do today? Like, so you're waiting. Even if they would have got Stevenson yesterday, today I'd be sitting here going, they need more. They need more. This isn't enough. What are they going to do? Like, so no matter what they did, at least I would have the catcher in my back pocket.
Okay.
But I would still be sitting here going, this isn't enough. They need more.
They'd gotten the catcher and Garcia over the weekend,
I'd feel
you'd
better.
I'd still be sweating right now. That's fair.
Because they need more.
Okay.
I'm looking to really improve the team and make them a legitimate World Series team.
Right.
Like, they're not there yet. Is there a world where Stan comes back?
I think they're
a
World Series team with the starting pitching they have.
They have that ability.
Because you just give those guys
so
go on a three-week run.
Yeah.
Who's touching
them? Offense is so bad. They're the worst in the sport.
That is a problem.
And I can't trust those guys coming back. I can't trust it.
You just need an extra run of games.
I do think Judge is coming back. At, like, the very least, Judge will come back and play in the playoffs.
But what's that based on? That's hope.
Him playing anyway.
No, that's hope.
Him playing through a broken bone.
That's hope.
I think he plays anyway.
Well, then where is he? What are we doing?
Well, he's not going to do it now. He'll do it right before the playoffs.
Like, come back mid-September, get 2 weeks under your belt kind of thing?
He's hoping to actually give it as much time as possible to get healthy and come back.
What do you think? It's 2 weeks?
But unless the doctors tell him it's dangerous to play. Like, even if he breaks the bone,
I got you.
He'll just take off. He'll miss all of the offseason.
How many at bats you want him to have before the playoffs? 40? That'd be 10 games, four at bats a game?
Yeah, I mean, I want. Do I want? Yeah.
I'm asking, like, be realistic.
I'll take
50 at bats?
I'll take, give me 4 or 5 games before the playoffs.
So 15 to 20
at bats.
Not 40 or 50.
I'd like 100.
But let's be realistic. He's not playing in August. Is that fair?
I would sign right now for him to be there game one of the wild card series.
As his first game back?
Correct.
Wow.
We've seen it before.
I know, but that's...
And he performed well. Me and Evan were just talking about it. Schwarber came back for the Cubs in the 16 World Series. First game was the Cubs.
I love when you guys do this and go back a decade to make a point. It drives me batty.
He's one of the best hitters in the history
of the
game.
Yeah, but it was a decade ago.
So?
That's the best example you got, that it ain't going to happen
that often.
Right. That's the point. I'm saying...
A lot of guys don't come back just for the World Series.
If we agree that he's not playing in August, that's accepted now?
I can't imagine he is.
Meaning he's probably not September 1st either.
No, probably not.
So I'm saying, can you get 2 weeks of Judge...
Be great.
10 games in 2 weeks, 4 at-bats a game,
as long as they
40 at-bats.
Yeah.
I think that's the goal.
Yeah.
Not just coming in cold off the street.
Well, of course, the goal is the goal. But well,
I'm trying to make it a realistic goal.
Yeah.
Like, you can't say 100, it's not realistic. So I'm trying to be realistic.
Yeah.
You get 2 weeks out of Judge before the playoffs.
Yeah.
I think that's realistic.
I think that's realistic.
30, 40 at-bats.
And depending on how he feels, yeah. I think even if the bone is not healed all the way.
How could it not be healed?
He
what
will
are
do
we
that.
Doing?
I hear you.
I went to Prince Longevity yesterday. Yeah. I'm good. Like, yeah, but what is he doing?
I'm just saying, I think Judge will forego.
Had a full body scan. My body's great.
Judge will forego being completely healed to play for the playoffs.
Well, if he's a real leader and captain, he will. If not, maybe you take the C from him.
I just, my point is.
If you're not willing to play a little bit banged up, then what kind of captain are you?
I think we will see him at some point.
I hope so.
But I don't know, but maybe he won't be able to perform that well.
Still need the threat of him in the lineup.
I totally agree.
Because you don't know that he can't hit until he can't hit.
If they don't make a move at the deadline here,
yeah.
And you're asking me, do I consider them a World Series team? Do I think that Garcia alone over the next month is good enough to keep this offense afloat until you get back Bellinger, Judge, and Stanton? I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, even though his power hitting numbers are the best in the National League,
yeah.
He's only got 20 home runs. It's not like he's got 40.
He's got 21 home runs. Yeah.
Right. He's got 20 doubles.
Right. He's on pace 20 for almost,
some
he's
odd.
On, he's on pace
like
for
he's
just
not
about
30
home runs. No, but I mean,
right.
No, I get you. He's, on
like he's
pace
not going to hit 50 home runs this year.
No.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. But he's hitting 280. You said, that's the best batting average on the Yankees by a mile.
Yeah.
He's hitting 283.
Arguably the worst offensive Yankee team we've seen in the last 25 years. This run.
No.
This 5-week run.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
This 5-week run might be the worst 5 weeks in Yankee modern era.
Because of all the injuries, still, I would say just without Judge, they just missed Judge in 23 and they were god awful. Like, at least now they're missing Judge, Stanton, and they're missing Bellinger. And
I don't even, you know, it's funny. I don't even remember Stanton playing for the Yankees this year.
I know.
And
yes, this was the year I my
you
bold
said he was going to.
My bold prediction was
40.
That he was going to stay healthy. Yes.
Yeah, and hit 40 home runs.
Yep. That was my bold. It was bold.
That's actually
you got to give me. It was bold.
It was bold, yeah.
It was bold.
Frozen cold take, I guess.
Yeah, no,
it was bold.
I was dead wrong.
Here's Chris in Huntington on the fan. Chrissy Bones, how are you today, pal? No, Chris? All right. How about Paul in Yonkers then on the fan? Paul, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. A pleasure.
What's up, kid?
David Steins, how about this? He's getting rid of the pitching staff that he gave us to give us all these minor leaguers that he'll never see play because he'll be fired within the next 2 years, and I got to accept what he's doing. And for Lindor, I don't care what he does July, August, and September. He can run around like an energized bunny while I'm in last place because that's what he does all the time. April, May, and June, Lindor's batting 100. In other words, he doesn't belong on the Mets no more.
Yeah, but come on, Paul, with all due respect, I know you're a diehard Met fan, and I respect that because the Mets exist and we should acknowledge that. But at this stage of this season, your angst is really still focused on Francisco Lindor? I mean, is it a better place elsewhere?
He was injured this whole year, too. And I know you say it doesn't matter what he does in July, August, and September.
Right.
It mattered 2 years ago when he carried them to the NLCS. Like, it mattered then.
But also April, May, and June, I know he's batting 100.
He's a notorious slow starter. There's no doubt about
and
that.
And it's no good on a weak team. He has to be on a good team.
But, Paul,
team that
today, though,
them.
I'm just asking again. I respect the fandom a great deal. This is not me taking a shot at you. It seems like as the Mets are, you know, shedding salary and shedding, you know, the handful of players that might be covered by other teams that are much better than them, for your focus and ire today to still be on all the things you don't like about Francisco Lindor seems today to be a little out of place, if I may be honest with you.
Okay, I was just hoping
because
that
if you called in today and said
you want him traded, like
David Stern should be gone, and I'm pissed that, you know, while the Yankees are waiting to acquire and other teams are acquiring, the New York Mets are getting rid of this guy and that guy, and I hate Stearns. I get that. That's well placed today. Not so much Francisco Lindor.
I don't want to come on and say let's trade. Let's get rid of Stearns because I know he ain't going nowhere. So I'm past that.
Fair enough, and I appreciate I do.
You know?
I want to be clear. your fandom comes through the speakers because it's real, it's not manufactured,
yeah.
And you have every right to feel the way you feel. But I think the energy should be towards the colossal mistakes. You know, if you think about it, thank you for the call, Paul. What David Stearns tried to do this year and what the results of those decisions and attempts were, maybe historically has never gone worse. He batted zero, if you want to use a baseball terminology for it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing he did this offseason. And let's be fair, we didn't argue against everything. We were happy that Bichette became a Met, right?
Mm-hmm.
We thought they stole Bichette from the Phillies. And what genius that was,
yeah,
when he was about to sign, what is a 10-year deal, 70 or whatever it was, in Philadelphia,
long-term,
right?
Contract, yeah.
And the 1 year outs, genius, right? You only committed to him because Bichette's not going to have a bad year.
Right.
He's Bichette.
Yeah.
He's never had a bad year,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? He's here next year.
So, listen, Peralta,
right?
Too, we were
right,
all giving the Mets a
now,
Polanco
get argued. Lou,
yeah,
Bob, the injury, yeah, obviously history.
Those were,
yeah,
those
wasn't
were,
a universal
those
were great
for
move.
Debate. Certainly, I hated the Simeon trade for Nimmo. Hated that,
yeah,
trade. A lot
but
of
he
Mets
went
did.
0-4.
Yeah.
That's what he
everything
did.
Everything went wrong.
That, right.
Nothing
now,
went right.
To be fair, and this is not really on David Stearns so much as maybe his predecessor here, a couple of the kids came up and showed they could play.
Yeah.
Right? Ewing was a nice.
Ewing's been good.
Had a good rookie season.
Yeah, Bench
has been pretty good.
Yeah.
Obviously, McClain's has ups and downs, but pitchers do that.
Yeah. Christian Scott's looked promising.
Yeah.
Thornton's looked promising.
They've got
that's
some
what they,
good young talent.
Moving forward, they have the top three young kids in the rotation. We,
yep,
just mentioned them. And then the outfield is set with Ewing and Bench and Soto.
Right.
So you have your outfield set. You're going to keep Lindor. He's your starting shortstop.
Like Soto, again, nobody cares because the Mets are,
he's,
you know,
having a great year.
18 games under .500.
He's having a borderline MVP season.
Bang.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm being told right now that the Mets have made a trade. Do you want Pete to bring it to us? Or do you want me to just go online and find it for myself, Big Mac? Who do you want to be the deliverer of the trade?
I think Pete, because he's
you
the
want
Met
Pete?
Fan, and I'm curious to see if he's,
well, I'd rather get Pete's reaction.
Okay,
no?
But Pete knows it already.
All right, Pete, what are the...
Well, you could still give it.
Nah,
I can give a reaction.
I don't care that much to give out something that's already out there.
Okay.
The New York Mets have traded...
Clay Holmes,
yeah. National League or American League?
American League, but there's two people that are going.
Okay.
So it's Holmes and Tyrone Taylor.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. Tyrone Taylor and Clay Holmes. I'm going
to
take a guess.
To the New York Yankees?
No, I'm going to guess.
National League
I'm going to guess the Cubs.
You said American League team.
No, I said National.
I'm guessing the Cubs.
When he said American League team.
To the Cubs for their number two prospect.
Who knows baseball? Who in this room knows baseball? The Cubbies.
The only
not
person.
The Yankees.
Yeah.
The Cubbies. Go ahead. What the Cubs give the Mets back?
The number two prospect in their system.
What does he play? What position?
I don't know. Jefferson
Rojas. What do you
mean
Rojas? You don't know? What position does Jefferson Rojas play?
I didn't say on the tweet.
Oh, all right. So Clay Holmes and Tyrone Taylor, outfielder, of course, acquired by the Chicago Cubs in a trade with the New York Mets. You're a diehard Met fan. You don't even know anything about the guy they acquired.
Jefferson,
he's the second-ranked prospect,
right,
in the Cubs,
yeah,
system.
A shortstop.
And
another shortstop.
It's the one. It's, oh, the, it's a one-prospect trade?
Yeah, they got the number two prospect from him. So two players for the best prospect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the Cubbies are making a run. They also acquired
Cubbies
Kevin Gausman,
yep,
from the Blue Jays for a couple prospects,
mm-hmm,
right? I think they had one other trade in there, too, I'm forgetting. But at any event.
I think they did, too. Yeah, they,
yeah,
traded for.
There's one other guy. Maybe yesterday, maybe? I saw something. In any event.
Mm-hmm.
So the Mets have now gotten rid of Tyrone Taylor, Clay Holmes, in addition to Luke Weaver today. Peralta obviously went over the weekend. So they're doing what they needed to do. They're getting rid of dudes left and right.
I mean, that's the second best prospect in the Cubs farm system.
Okay.
Let's see where he is on the overall.
So it's going to be
MLB.
A youth movement with the Mets next year.
Yeah.
Right?
And they could re-sign Clay Holmes. He's going to be a free agent next year.
Bring him back. Why not?
They love him.
If you're Clay Holmes.
They have the richest owner in baseball.
Why outside not? Of going for the most money, you ain't coming back.
Why not?
Because if you're Clay Holmes, you've now dealt with.
They're the ones who made him this
I know,
valuable. They're the
I
ones
know.
Who are going to make him all this money.
I know.
Turning him into a starting pitcher.
I get
He's
it.
Worked with them. You know the Mets are going to be in it. They might fail and fall on their face like they did this year. But they're going
to I might want to stay far away from that organization
the
if I've had a little taste of it.
Yeah, I don't think.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if you have choices. I get money's money. if Steve Cohen says we want you back and we'll overpay?
I'm not saying give him a discount necessarily, right. But I wouldn't be afraid to re-sign with the Mets.
The Tampa Bay Rays have made another trade. With that, we go to our baseball insider, Pete Hoffman.
Yes, thank you, Craig. It is an American League team.
Okay. Well, we don't really care to guess. Yeah, so.
Just to say. Another division rival, but the Baltimore Orioles give up Tyler Wells to the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay. That's a meaningless trade.
Yeah. Wells, there you go.
They're bullpen help.
Yeah, all right, so there's action coming right now. Mm-hmm. Action is afoot, but none of that action for the moment involves the Bronx Bombers. And as the clock ticks towards 5 o'clock, yeah. Big Mac has not moved out of that chair yet today, and he's typically good for a walk mid-show. Not today. The phone, the thumbs, everything working overtime for the big fella. You have just over an hour to go. And it seems like the trades are going to come in hot now.
I woke up I'm going to be honest with you, Craig.
Uh-huh.
I woke up this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I said to myself, this is going to be a fun day. Your afternoon drive host, WFAN.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Trade deadline, reacting to these moves. It's going to be a great day. I am sick to my stomach.
It could still be a great day.
Freaking sucks.
But it could still be a great day.
And you know what's the worst?
Like,
about
the Yankees
it?
Probably you know knew those things were happening.
And you know what's worst of all, honestly? And this is, you know, I've never felt more like Evan Roberts in my life.
Is that right?
Like, I just.
Your whole world revolves around something that's out of your control.
I'm sick. I can't even. Every time someone does something, I almost don't want to hear it unless it's Yankee related. Like, they need to do something like. Desperately.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, and look, if Cashman doesn't, this is, again, the
worst. Well, as we sit here today, the Yankees are 2.5 games back of the race, 3 in the loss column.
Minutes. Yeah.
They're a 6.5 game lead on the number one wild card spot,
mm-hmm.
but their lead over the Red Sox and the Guardians, for that matter,
yeah.
is only 2.5 games. So it's starting to get tight.
And they have improved. Now, look, again, they did it yesterday, but the Yankees improved. I would argue
Garcia is an upgrade.
I think.
And would you say he's batting third tonight?
Yes. Okay. They traded for their three hitter. Like,
right.
He's not just right. an upgrade over some bum because it's not just, hey, at least it's not McMahon.
The Chicago White Sox have just traded for a catcher. Have the first place White Sox gotten a Stevenson kid from Cincinnati and taken him off the board? Is this a catcher that the Yankees wanted or that Big Mac wanted? Who have the White Sox traded for, Petey?
They acquired catcher Joey Bart from the Atlanta Braves.
Okay.
That would not have made you moist.
No. Would okay. not have made me moist.
Dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, that was going to be
That's going to be fun the last hour of this
that
show.
Was gonna be, if that was Tyler Stevenson, that would have been bad.
Yeah, that would not have been good for you.
No, it would not have been good
Let's
for me.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we go wall to wall for the next hour as we wait for the Yankees with an hour to go to do something.
But I need to just say it going into the break what I was going to say before because I just need to say it for my own mental health.
Do it.
Okay, Luis Arraez and Garcia are arguably the two best bats moved.
Philly's got Arraez,
yes,
right. I think he's their starting second baseman.
He's a 320 hitter. He's on his way to win a fourth batting title. But Garcia leads the National League in slug. The Yankees got inarguably one of the two best bats that have been moved at the deadline. Period. So they did get an impact bat. But it's not enough. They need a catcher.
Would you have wanted both guys if they could have pulled it off?
Yeah, but
or would you have taken Arraez over Garcia if you had your choice? Six
it's,
of one.
It's a flip of the coin.
Okay.
It's a if I knew for a fact.
It's like you're going for average over slugging.
If I knew for a fact that Stanton was going to come back and be healthy and stay healthy, and I knew for a fact Judge was coming back,
you would have taken
Arraez. I would have taken Arraez.
Okay.
But considering I don't know those for a fact, I'm okay with the guy with the almost 900 OPS and the best slugging in the National League.
Okay.
Like, I'll live with it.
888-808-1019. Carton Show with Big Mac. 1 hour to go. Trade deadline 2026 right after this.